Good morning. Pretty fall day out there, if you like this kind of weather. Good day to watch a Steeler game, have some hot chocolate, cuddle up with a good book. Good day to enjoy the blessings that God has given us. But for a whole lot of folks, this day will never be the same because of what happened yesterday. The Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hills, place of sacred place of worship. When a man full of hate and ignorance came in and snuffed out the lives of 11 people, wounded 3 officers, injured others, and put a nation into fear, in detention and anxiety. And let me tell you, that is the game plan of the devil. If the devil can get us worrying about politics and hate crimes and racism, along with poverty and disease and natural disasters, then the devil can get us to take our eye off of Jesus, be worried about other things. But for those folks in Squirrel Hill, they need our prayers and any help we can send their way. But we are blessed to be here today on this sacred and holy ground, and it is good to see all of you here today. We have a special blessed event today, a rite of passage, a time-honored tradition of the church, baptism for Blakely. And Blakely and I talked this morning in the office. She's ready to go. A few things that I wanted to mention. Next Sunday is Commitment Sunday. Next Sunday we bring in our commitment cards. If you forget them, if you're not here next Sunday, just make sure you turn them in as soon as you can. But we give our commitment to God through the ministries of this church. We give Him our very best. Also, next weekend we turn the clocks back. And there's healing service this coming Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Come as you are, gather down front, have a word of prayer, some scriptures, and then we have communion with, and then anointing with oil. So we get about a half a dozen people, sometimes more. We also have Bible study this Wednesday at 1 o'clock. It's all done by handouts, so you are welcome to be a first-timer. Come on out and join us, 1 o'clock, right outside my office here. Saturday is the Global Assembly of the United Methodist Church being held in Zurich, Germany. It will be online Saturday at 9 a.m. And you can participate in that. You can watch it. Just go into a search engine and type in United Methodist Church Global Assembly. Again, it's in Zurich, Germany. And you will find the link, and then you can watch the proceedings as they discuss the future of the United Methodist Church. A lot of decisions have to be made. What we have to concern ourselves with at this point is doing ministry, doing what Jesus wants us to do. That's where our focus should be. So those are all the announcements I've got for you. We have some more coming up. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we lift up the folks of the Tree of Life Synagogue. Lift up them, the families and friends of the officers. We lift the officers up as well. We pray, God, for our country. Come, Holy Spirit. And we pray that what we do here today is pleasing to you and life-changing to all of us. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill us all with love for one another and fill us especially with love for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
We have a memory verse today. We're starting at the top of your bulletin. Let's read it together. 1 John 3:18. Little children, let us love in words or speech, but in deed and in truth. Again, 1 John 3:18. Little children, Let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. Okay, if you notice in your bulletin, there are some announcements. The new upper rooms are available. And they always have good stories and good additions to the scripture reading for the day. Sally's having a birthday, 90 years young, coming up. If you would like to participate in a card shower for her, please notice her address is in the bulletin. I think Sally is the reason that Bruce and I are stuck with this church, because she drug us into that Sunday school class. And you know, once you kind of get involved and get to know people, you just kind of want to stick around. So, okay. If you're planning to help with the Christmas Advent booklet, please get your entry in by the end of the week. This should be a really good addition to the upper room. And now we have a special time to honor our pastors. Ron and Robin, please come up. Okay, we want to thank you for sticking with us and being part of our congregation and taking good care of us and telling us the right things to do. And thank you for helping with the kids, both of you. That's really a tough job. The envelope, please. Okay, this is for the two of you. Okay, there's a...
That's right, we know what to do. We just gave them to the wives.
I was going to give the bags to the wives. These gifts are presented to Pastor Ron, Pastor Bruce, from the Stitch in Faith Ladies Quilting Group. This is for all you have done for us and our church family. Pastor Ron, this is for you.
Stitch in Faith, 2018. We really appreciate Appreciation Sunday. It's always nice to get a pat on the back, as all of us know. The attaboys, the way to go, the thank yous, they help us, especially when things get tough. Ron and I, we both do what we do because God called us. But you made it a whole lot easier because we love you and we feel your love. Because we're family, it makes what we do a pleasure and a joy. So, again, thank you for your appreciation.
I'm going to pass the clipboard around. I would ask that whoever gets it in the back to please pass it across the aisle. We've had some difficulty with it not getting from one side to the other. The top one is if you still want to indicate interest in the Advent booklet, in submitting something, you can still put your name on the top sheet so that Deb knows that to expect something from you. But the next couple of sheets, the next one is to order the cookie trays. All the information is on there. And right now, if I counted correctly, unless we picked up some more in the balcony clipboard, which I haven't seen between services, so far we've sold 83 dozen cookies. That's a lot of cookies. We can still sell more. So I would ask you, check with your neighbors if they would like to have cookie tray. Then you can order it yourself and pick it up for them, and that'll help us with our fundraiser. Secondly, if you would like to, again, help bake some of those delicious 83-plus dozen cookies, there is another sheet. It's actually two sheets now, so you'll have to dig down for the end of the sheet to sign up to be a baker, and then you'll be contacted with all the details. And as I've always reminded you, the day those are delivered are the day that is the day that I'll be asking for cookies for Irwin Mail Chorus. Hint, hint. Okay, thank you.
Are there any other announcements? Okay, let's continue with our worship. Call to worship is found in your bulletin. Please stand and sing. Speak responsibly. I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let him praise you here and be glad.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt God's name together.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears.
I sought the Lord, look to God and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed.
The poor cried out, and the Lord heard, and saved him out of all their troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear God and delivers them.
O saints, and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in God.
Our hymn of praise is number 451, Be Thou My Vision, the red hymnal.
Be seated. Would you please come and bring your parents and sponsors with you? Everybody will please turn in your hymnals to page 33. How are you? Got five? All right. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Blakely is here for baptism. Jim and Mara, and to Blakely's godparents, sponsors, I ask you, on behalf of the whole church, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. Will you nurture Blakely in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will. the Blakely's sponsors, the substitutes, the go-to people, the backup. You're the ones who go out of your way to make sure that Blakely is raised in a Christian manner, that she hears the scriptures, that she goes to church, that she participates in church functions in the community of faith, that she does Christian things, that she learns to pray before she eats, before she goes to bed, that she prays when she hears of somebody being sick, that she gives thanks. That's her job. Raise her in the Christian faith. It's not an easy one. And in the light of things that are going on in the world today, Blakely needs to be raised in the church where she will develop a strong character and a will and a faith to resist the evil that's in the world. No small task to which you have been called to and honored with. So I want to ask you, will you who sponsor Blakely, will you support and encourage her in her Christian life? If so, answer, I will. Congregation, page 35. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Blakely now before you in your care? Let all of us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body. Last. Amen. It's warm. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, and you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light, in the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan River to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away her sin, clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in his final victory. No, don't do about this. Oh. Got something special for you, kiddo. Quickly, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Blakely, the Holy Spirit work within you that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Now, through baptism, it is our joy to welcome our new sister in Christ. Go for a walk lately. Look. Right. Good deal. Got something special here today. Fist bump, fist bump, fist bump. Okay. Oh my. Who loves us? Jesus loves us. And how do we know Jesus loves us? Birthdays. Oh, you heard. Birthdays. Yes. Jesus loves us. We know from church. We know from what we've read in the scriptures, the Bible. We know from our prayers. We know from that still small voice that talks to us. That's called the Holy Spirit. We know Jesus loves us. Another way that we know Jesus loves us is what we said earlier is birthdays. Birthdays are the time of year when we get to celebrate a year of life, the gift of life from God. We celebrate with family and friends. What's your birthday?
November 23rd.
October 20th. But you know, it was October 20th this morning, too. It didn't change. No, still same. March 19th. July. August 2nd. August 5th. Okay, mine's October 7th. I turned 63. And I'm 63 going on 100. It's the way it feels some days. But my sister turned 62 yesterday. She lives in St. Petersburg, Florida. My sister and I, my sister Kathy, we go way back and good friends. Kathy drives tractor-trailer truck, has for years. And she would drive tractor-trailer truck all the way across the United States. And then she dialed that back, and she only drove east of the Mississippi, and now she just drives in the state of Florida. But she drives those big rigs, you know. So for her birthday, she just went through a tough time, had some medical issues. And I would like to send her a video of us singing happy birthday to my sister. Would you do that for me? Can we do that? Could you all gather up here on the step right here so I can do a selfie thing? I don't have a selfie stick. It's going to be a little tough here. Let's see. There were just a couple of us this morning. It was pretty easy. Sure, that would work. Diane will play for us, and we're going to sing happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Kathy, happy birthday to you, okay? Ready? Go. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Kathy, happy birthday to you, and many more. Thank you. Okay. Yep. Birthdays are a good thing to have. Come on over here. Let's huddle up. Put a hand in here. Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we thank you, God, for birthdays. We thank you for the gift of life. And we pray, God, that you help us to celebrate the gift of life with other people by telling them about Jesus, by telling them about how much you love us. For all of that, we thank you, and we ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.
My hopes, all my dreams, I lay them out.
Our reading from the Old Testament is from Job, the end of Job, the end of the book of Job. Actually, it's the beginning of Job's new life after he had been through all of his stresses. Then Job answered the Lord, "I know that thou canst do all things, and that no purpose of thine can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did, I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know. Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you declare to me. I had heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees thee. Therefore, I despise myself. I repent in dust and ashes." Starting with verse 10. And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job. When he had prayed for his friends, and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came in all his brothers and sisters, and all who had known him before, and had bread with him in his house. And they showed him sympathy and comforted him for all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. And each of them gave him a piece of money and a ring of gold. And the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than the beginning. And he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses, and had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first one Jemiah, and the name of the second one Keziah, and the name of the third Karen Habak. And in all the land there were no women so fair as Job's daughters. And their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. And after Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons 4 generations, and Job died an old man and full of days. The word of the Lord. At this time, the ushers will come forward for God's tithes and our offerings.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we indeed are a blessed people. Sometimes, Lord, our possessions own us. Help us to let go. Help us to let go of all that we have and all that we are, and to give it to you, to lay it all at the foot of the cross. For this world is not our home. And so, God, we give to you now with a cheerful heart. We give with great thanksgiving and out of gratitude. And, Lord, we pray that you would bless and multiply these offerings. Use them as you see fit for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, and please be seated. Anybody have a particular joy that they would like to lift up? Cookies, yes. Indoor plumbing, always a joy. Our health, such that it is, yes. 17 years.
Youth.
Oh, 17 youth. Yes, 17 youth at the event last night. And then there were the helpers. The fall festival dance, just a huge success. The gymnasium was decorated from one end to the other with these flashing colored lights, a fog machine, loud blaring music, tables set up with games and food. Kitchen was full of all kinds of hot dogs, pizza, candy, pop, water. There are some videos on Facebook. Please take a look. That is a result of our youth ministry here. Just a great job, Pastor Ron and Robin, reaching a lot of kids. Other joys. Family and friends. December 2nd, Christmas dinner. A good report card. Good job.
Tea.
Tea. Yes. December 2nd, again, Christmas dinner after the second service. And crafts and games after that. December 7th is Friday is open house night here from 6 to 7:30. We want as many people here as possible. We want the church to be busy when we take people on tours, because that's cookie tour night in Irwin. And we also have the candle walk from the Presbyterian Church to the Lutheran Church down to the bank. All of that is on December 7th. December 9th, we have Irwin Male Choir Chorus is going to be here. We need cookies for that. That's at 7 o'clock. Let me back up. December the 8th is our giveaway, and that's from 9 till noon. We'll need help with that. That's down in the gymnasium. We fill the whole gymnasium up, and we give away all that stuff, whoever wants it for free. Coffee hour, yes. We have coffee hour afterwards. Kind of part of Pastor Appreciation Month. But there is some wonderful punch and coffee and cake and cookies over there across the way in the parlor. And we also want to celebrate Blakely's baptism, so you are all invited to that. A lot of things going on, and please take advantage, get involved. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Now for our concerns, we do want to pray, remember, first and foremost, the Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hills, community there, the police officers, first responders, and the shooter. We need to pray for that whole situation. We need to come against hate crimes in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, overcome evil with good. With good. John. Harry. Remember Harry in your prayers. We want to pray for Cheryl and for Rachel. We want to pray for our country and our country's leaders. We want to pray for our church, FUMC. Remember David in Virginia in your prayers, victims of foul weather. We want to pray for men and women in the military and their families, missionaries all over the world, first responders, Nora's family, everybody's homework. What's the name? Paul.
I know I told you last week about my kidney failure. My doctor called me this week and says I don't have it now. The test was a false positive. But in 2 weeks, he wants me to go for another one just to make sure everything's okay. But I want to thank everybody for their prayers and thoughts. So thank you so much.
Yep. Stage 3 kidney failure.
Yeah.
And a lot of prayer, and then test results come back, blood work. No, you don't have that. You're okay. So they're going to reconfirm that with another test. So I continue to keep in our prayers. Did we already do unspoken? Did we do that yet? Raise your hand for unspoken. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. God, we give you thanks for all of our blessings. Blessed be your holy name. And God, by faith, we lift up into the light and love of your presence, your very presence, where there can be no evil, where there can be no pain or suffering. We lift up to you all of our requests made known here today, spoken and unspoken. Each and every situation, Lord, the hate crimes that have caused so much tension and anxiety in our country, we just rebuke those in Jesus' name, and we pray for that Tree of Life Synagogue, for the community, and for those law enforcement people. We pray for our country and our country's leaders, for our church, for David in Virginia, Matt and family, for Bonnie, for Hannah and her family. We pray for 4-year-old Nick. We lift up to you Leon, for Pat and Jane, for those who are battling addiction. Lord, touch them with a healing touch. Give them strength. For victims of foul weather, Lord, even those that were affected years ago are still struggling. For our men and women in the military, for missionaries all over the world, for Nora's family, for Paul, and for the unspoken request today, God. You're greater than any problem that we have or anybody else has. It is written that with you all things are possible. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We have favor with God and man. That's your word, and your word is absolute truth. We believe, God, help our unbelief. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel. This is the gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, beginning with verse 46. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word, and we pray that you grant us understanding and application. Please be seated. Well, I've got bad news and I've got good news. Bad news is I did not win the Mega Millions lottery. Didn't win that either. Yes, I did buy a ticket. I did. And I dreamt of all the things that I would do with that money. And tell you, when I dreamed of having all that money, I thought about all of you, and I said, "Who are these people?" Oh, Lord. Good news. The good news is that my best friend won the Mega Millions lottery. We've never met, but they're my best friend. I just have to get that straightened out. Imagine, the payout was $887 million. I know, a little rough to live on, but I'm sure you could eke out a living. What you could do with all that money? Just about anything you wanted. Well, blind Bartimaeus, he was offered a Mega Millions lottery ticket, a winning lottery ticket, because Jesus, with whom all things are possible, who could do absolutely anything, Jesus, he would have given him anything. He asked him, "What can I do for you? What do you want? You name it, it's yours." Blind Bartimaeus could have had anything. Here's blind Bartimaeus sitting alongside the road begging. That's how he made his living. He would have typically been saying, "Alms for the poor, alms for the poor," and holding out a bowl. He wouldn't be able to see what people did. He wouldn't be able to see the looks they gave him. He'd have to wait, and hopefully somebody would touch his hand, or he'd hear money dropped into his bowl. Sitting along the road, his cloak around his shoulders, begging for a living, alms for the poor. Pretty sad. Dirt roads, too. It's not like our roads. We're talking about back in Jesus' day, dirty, dusty roads. And then Jesus, along with his 12 disciples, and a huge entourage of people come walking down the road. They're leaving Jericho. They're heading for the outskirts of Jericho. And they're moving along. And, of course, blind Bartimaeus can't see them, but he hears the commotion. So let's set the scene. Let's become part of what's happening around blind Bartimaeus. There's all these people, right? They're all going down the road, probably taking up the whole road. There's all these disciples packed tightly around Jesus, and they're walking. What do you hear? What do you hear? Hear laughter? Laughter? People talking? Kids giggling, playing? What else do you hear? Yep, footsteps. What else do you hear? Animals. Donkeys, horses, maybe dogs, even cats, birds flying by and singing. What else might you hear? Crying babies. The wind blowing in the trees. Yeah, you could hear all that. Okay. What do you smell? Animals. You're just kind of fixated on the animals thing, aren't you? Yeah, sure. Fixated animals, you know. Smell sweat. That's it. Yeah, they're not using, you know, Mitchum. There was no deodorant in those days. Somebody might have had some Old Spice on, and I don't mean our Old Spice today, but spices. But it's mostly unwashed bodies, so you smell that. Animals, you know, the mess that they leave behind. Maybe somebody's baking bread. You might smell that. What else would you smell? Flowers. Flowers, yeah, very good. You could smell flowers blooming around you if it was that time of the year. You could smell the dust being kicked up in the air. Okay. What do you feel? Feel hot? Feel the weather? Hot, maybe cold, who knows? Grimy, yeah, feel grimy. All this dirt being kicked up. Working up a sweat, maybe walking and all that. What else do you feel? People brushing up against you. There's a lot of people. Unhappiness. Anxiety. What is it? You might even feel lonely with that huge group of people. People were there for a lot of reasons. People were there because they'd seen Jesus perform miracles, because they wanted Jesus to heal them. They were there because they wanted Jesus to feed them like he did for so many other people. They were there out of curiosity. Some of them people were there because they were depressed, lonely, afraid, seeking help. A lot of reasons people were there. Excited. It's a lot of stress and anxiety too. What was going to happen next? Everybody knew that Jesus was being persecuted. So there's a lot of different feelings. Feelings like this, feelings up here. Let's see. We did hear, and what didn't we do? Taste. What do you taste? Dirt. Yeah, being kicked up in the air, all that dust. What else might you taste? Bazooka bubblegum? No, they. Salt from sweat? Maybe some of that fresh baked bread that's being made or some fruits. Maybe you're fortunate enough to get some of that. Maybe water. Yeah, you taste all that. Okay. What is it? Tears. Salt of tears. So there's a whole mixture of emotions going on here. And this whole group of people with all these emotions, all these sights, sounds, smells, and feelings, they're all marching down the road, and here's blind Bartimaeus. He doesn't see any of this. He can't see. He's sitting along the road, and he asks what all the commotion is about. And when somebody says to him, "It's Jesus," he knows exactly who Jesus is. Let those who have ears hear. Somebody witnessed to blind Bartimaeus and told him all about Jesus. What Jesus was capable of. Who he was. Who people thought he was. About the love of Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. That Jesus may very well be the Messiah. It reminds me of the story about the woman with the issue of blood. Remember her? She had that issue of blood for 12 years. She spent everything she had on doctors, and it says that she only got sicker. Nobody could help her. locked up in her room. I tell you, she was not allowed to mingle with anybody in society because she had an issue of blood. That was the rules, the law back in that day. They were afraid of contamination. She wasn't allowed to intermingle with anybody. If you were to bump into her, you would have to go to the priest, show yourself. He would have to judge whether or not you were clean. You'd have to stay outside the camp for 7 days. You'd have to make an offering. This woman was sick with this issue of blood, ostracized from society for 12 years. But somebody tells her about Jesus. Jesus is going down the narrow alleyway with his disciples, it says, crowding around him, and a whole bunch of people following them. He's on his way to Jairus' house to heal his daughter, his 12-year-old daughter. And when somebody says to her, Jesus is here, he's going down the road, she breaks all the rules. And she gets down and crawls between the legs of everybody and comes up and touches the hem of Jesus' garment. And instantly she's healed. Blind Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus, and he knew that Jesus was the answer to his problems. He knew that Jesus is what he needed. And so he says, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And what did the people who know him and people who were around him, what did they say to blind Bartimaeus? Shut up, be quiet. Don't bother Jesus. Cut that. You're just an old blind person. Don't do that. And what did blind Bartimaeus do? I don't care. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Like Peter jumping out of the boat to walk on water for Jesus. You can bet his friends, his fellow disciples, tried to hold him in that boat. That's what it's like, though, when we commit to Jesus, not holding anything back. And so Jesus, he hears not only this man calling for help, but he hears the man's faith. Because blind Bartimaeus calls him what? Son of David. That's a sign of kingship. He could have called him son of who? Joseph. Joseph was his dad. He could have said son of Joseph. But he called him Jesus, Son of David, because Jesus was of the line and lineage of David, and he was a king. In blind Bartimaeus' eyes, Jesus was a king. And so he says, bring him to me. He throws off his cloak, all his protection from the elements, from the sun, from the temperatures. He throws that cloak off because he's not holding anything back, and he goes to Jesus. Now, poor blind Bartimaeus, he had to be taken to work. He had to be taken home from work. He had to be taken to the bathroom. He had to be taken to eat some food. Blind. Can you imagine that? Call him to me. So he goes to see Jesus. Now, I need your help here. For just a moment, I want you to close your eyes. Close them and hold them real tight. I'm looking. Don't look at me. I don't want to see any eyeballs. Don't look at me. Oh, some of you are still looking back at me like, I'm not doing this. Crazy old pastor. Okay, eyes tightly closed. You're going home like that. You're not going to be able to see your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, your pets. You're not going to be able to see the changing leaves. Somebody's going to have to help you. Somebody's going to have to drive you. You won't be able to make choices because you won't know. You can't see. And Jesus says to him, what can I do for you? Do you want a Mega Millions winning ticket? $1.6 billion? What do you want? I'll give you anything. And blind Bartimaeus says, I want my life back. I want to see. And Jesus says, okay. Open your eyes. Vivid colors, shapes, people, independence. Jesus says, go. Your faith has healed you. Jesus said that to the woman with the issue of blood when she touched his garment and she was instantly healed. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Even though there were all these people crowding around him and bumping into him, somebody touched him in a way that was expecting a miracle. It was that woman. And when she realized she would be discovered, she stood up and she told him everything that had happened, that she had faith that if she touched him, she'd be healed, and she was. And he said to her, "Go, your faith has made you well." And so he says to blind Bartimaeus, "Go, you've got your life back. Your faith has made you well." And what does blind Bartimaeus do? He's no longer blind Bartimaeus. What does Bartimaeus do? He follows Jesus. He doesn't go. He follows Jesus. He was given his life back. And so he used that life to follow Jesus. Jesus said, if you love your life, if you take the lottery ticket, then go out and have fun spending it. Do what you want to do with your life. You'll lose it. But Jesus said, if you lose your life for the sake of the gospel, then you'll save it. It's a choice that we all have to make. See, some of us are spiritually blind. Some of us are blind with fear and anxiety. Some of us, not here in this group, certainly, some of us are blind with hatred, bigotry. Some of us need Jesus in a real bad way. The good news is Jesus is saying, here it is. What do you want me to do for you? Bible says, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Ask and you will receive. Seek the kingdom of God first and all these other things will be added unto you. Jesus is saying to you and me, what can I do for you? All we have to do is ask. Ask in faith. Jesus is not the lottery. He's something much better than that. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing. You know, maybe you know somebody who's blind. Blind with rage, anger, bitterness. Blind with fear, anxiety. You know what they need. Somebody went and told that woman with the issue of blood about Jesus. Somebody told blind Bartimaeus about Jesus. Somebody in your life needs to hear about Jesus. That he's exactly what they need. Dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us and give us boldness. Give us the words to speak to those who are in need, to those who are blind, Lord. Your will be done in us and through us. In Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Now listen up. Look at this. Here's what we're going to do now. Partay. So come across the hall and enjoy. Mm-hmm.